Blog Talk Radio.
Coffee today. That's like not including that an actual coffee cup is about the size of a pot. So, yeah. Trying.
Yeah, the 64 ounce with an IV drip, huh?
Yes, I just constant flow of coffee. Like, I'm only about like 80% caffeine and like 20% water, so there has to be some sort of balance. So you were discussing a book, and
yeah.
Were you finished telling me about that? Because I was kind of interested. So why don't you share with the world what your idea is?
Yes, well, there are two things I want to say. One, before I start to get into that, I do want to say congratulations that you will be done with school in a week.
Thank you.
if I had the board up, I'd do the round of applause, little clapping thing. I even busted your ass, and you definitely deserve it. So
Thanks.
Pass off to you on that one.
Thanks.
I remember that feeling in the last week. Yeah, it was coffee and coffee and coffee and Red Bull and coffee and 5-hour energy.
Mm-hmm.
But,
5-hour energy doesn't work for me. I mean, I literally went to that convention, that Star Trek convention. I had like 5 of those things. Did not work. So really, that means that my caffeine tolerance is way high. So, oops. Because that's not good. So, oops.
It's either 5-hour energy or a $3 waste of money is kind of how I refer to them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, actually. They're probably like $4. But you know what? We'll go $3 just because, you know, Florida taxes, et cetera, probably different. So, yeah. So,
we'll
I'll be done. We'll be done. And then I won't be, like, dying every Monday, at least until, like, September. So, so the majority of the night we are going to have amazing music, and I will put a playlist at the end of the show with all the artists and the songs so you guys can check them out. But how have you been, Matt? How was your weekend?
Weekend was weekend. We got pretty affected by the flooding and stuff up here, so I spent a lot of it at my grandma's house. And let me tell you, I always complain.
Doesn't sound like fun.
No. I always complain about my Jeep being, you know, a gas guzzler. I get like 7 to 9 miles to the gallon of the thing. But I'm actually standing next to it right now, and the hood is just about chest height. Well, I was able to drive everywhere. So the water was up to my headlights, but I still was able to make it to my grandma's house. She's 91 years old. She lives alone. And her basement flooded to the ceiling, into her lower level, into the garage, and then met up with the water in the street. So
that's
not
good. Is this from rain, obviously? But I thought it was cold. Wait, is it not cold?
No, it was, well, when the flooding started, that's there. Here's your local weather forecast.
You mean when the condensation from the clouds, all of a sudden there's not enough like freezing, so this heavy liquid, it's dense, it drops from the clouds, and the gods cry.
There was a storm front a cold front and a warm front that met and converged like perfectly. It went all the way from Texas up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It was this huge line of storms. I mean, it Tuesday was the real, real bad day. So, going through that, yeah. I mean, it normally takes me like 25 minutes to get to work. It took me 1 hour and 15 minutes, and the cops were letting me go through places that they were making people turn around because my vehicle's so big, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can make it. It's only 2.5 feet deep. I'm like, okay. So, yeah. Still took me 1 hour and 15 minutes. But, yeah, so dealing with all the flood repercussions and all that. So, and there's still roads closed. There's still people without power now, and that was Tuesday. So, heart squat to them on that. And, so basically, no, that's said and done. Okay, the book that I was talking about that I was...
Good transition, Matt. Good transition.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, the stuff that I was or have been setting up with people, and this was an idea that I got yesterday, but everybody seems to be on board. And with all the discussion recently of Paranormal Unity and And it doesn't even have to be paranormal. That's the cool thing about this whole thing. Is everybody has a book. Everybody's written, not everybody, but you know what I mean. Everybody's written a book that is their belief, this, that, and the other thing. Their research, their everything. Well, what I did is I contacted a whole bunch of people, and Brittany would love for you to be a part of this also. So where what we're setting up is everybody gets a chapter. So all these names, and I'm not going to release any of the names now just because everybody I've talked to so far is on board, but I'm not going to release the names of who's in it just until it's set in stone that it's a for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a chapter, about 5 to 10 pages to talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever your contribution is, whatever you want to develop for this. And all these names are going to go into basically like a big, it's not going to be huge because then people really wouldn't want to read it, but we're going to do different volumes. So the first volume is going to be probably in the 250 page range of all these people writing about what their stuff is. All the proceeds for it are going to go to a treasurer. Well, the treasurer is going to hold on to everything up until the date. It's probably going to be 12 months after release. And we're going to use all the profits from that book to throw just a big, like, Paracon bash, like, where everybody who contributed to the book is going to be there. From what I'm getting from everybody, it should end up being a pretty damn big event. So, as I said, still in the first stages of the development of that. I'm working on, you know, the kinks and quirks and all that other stuff, and we'll get it figured out. But, yeah, so would love to have you have your chapter in the book. I did, since it's your girl, if I can say it, Jody Parks and her son Nathan, who were just on My Ghost Story on Saturday. So congratulations to them.
Somebody went really down cool. there and did that whole filming. So I have to catch it soon.
Yeah, and her and Nathan are going to be, they haven't released a date yet, but her and Nathan are going to be on 2020 also.
Oh, yeah.
He was part of that filming with her.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
Congratulations, Jody Parks.
I forgot, Jody, if you're listening, I forgot to send you some information. Oops, I'm sorry. You understand. Oh, fuck.
Bad Brittany.
No. Yeah. Oh, great news, though. Since I had a kind of a business project that I wanted to do for school, I actually decided why not just do it for real, because Jody had mentioned to me I should make my own clothing line. I had really been interested in doing that, and I thought I was going to do it anyway. And I thought, okay, so I already have it in my head what it's going to be, and why not use that as an assignment? So I did that, and then now that I got the assignment rolling, I got the actual clothing line rolling, because all I need is a lot of graphics. I'm going to be working on a clothing line, which I had discussed with her, it must have been like a month ago, but she had thrown out some really good ideas. So I thought, okay, I have graphic experience. I just, you know, will be releasing my own graphics. I will not be going towards anyone with any graphics, because for me it's more personal, and it'll be like a pagan-based witchy clothing line, and it's called Wicked. So, awesome. I'm sure there's a clothing line called Wicked already, but it's not underlined by Into the Darkness, so shut the front door. But it's going to be awesome. I'm going to get working on it in the summer. Hopefully a store will be open soon, and I'm going to find a producer to make all of these prints for me, and I'll have them available, and you guys will be the first to hear about it. So I'm really excited, because I got it started.
That's pretty sick. On that, if you need, I do have hookups for printers up here.
Okay. Actually, I do. So we will talk about business at a later date when I get all this shit figured out. Because it'll be beautiful. I want it to be catered to men and women. And I want it to be dark. And I want it to be different. So more on the alternative side of clothing, which I can't find often. So I'm making these clothes for me, basically. Why not? Why not be a little selfish? So far, my designs are mainly Egyptian looking. So, which nice. I obviously, but I want to do some Viking and Norse paganism, some Celtic influence, some Wicca influence. I mean, it's going to be incredible. I'm not going to do any Buddha, nothing New Agey like that. It's going to be more in the dark arts. So, but you never know. I could branch out. You never know. You might find things with elephants on them. I don't know. Yes, I said elephants because I really do like elephants. They're very Hindu, but just because I like elephants doesn't mean they mean anything else. So, anyway, look for otters and giraffes. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it'll be interesting. I promise. It will not be something to miss. So when I get more information, maybe you can help me out with that, Matt. So cool.
I will do my best, and whenever you start to get the business model set up, we will move forward from there. So
sounds good.
You can call that end of the line Brittany's Ark.
Brittany's Ark.
Yeah.
Well, that would include like unicorns and leprechauns and Bigfoot and Loch Ness. That would be my Ark. So some Yetis. There's some furry beasts in there. Yep. Actually, that's a great idea. Because when the fuck do you see a shirt with Bigfoot on it? Like, I don't see one like that. I mean, I'm sure there's Bigfoot shirts, but I'm just saying, there's a market for that, okay? That is high demand.
Chupacabra?
Oh, that bitch is crazy. Yes.
You don't see many Mothman stuff.
Okay, Mothman. Okay, Jersey Devil. All right, we're getting here. Okay, keep it coming. There's got to be more. Okay, Elizabeth Bathory. I'm thinking like Dracula now. Like, I'm thinking like way back. Maybe take it not so back. Okay, yeah, Nosferatu. Ooh, spooky.
Vlad
that's
the
a movie,
Impaler.
I mean, that's probably copyright, so I probably can't do much with that. So, anything that's not copyright, I'm going to be making. So obviously Bigfoot, nobody's found him. Nobody's copyrighted Bigfoot. So there you go. Free game, so to speak. Ha. Anyway, so tonight we got a great show because I'm going to be playing metal for the next 2 hours. And like I said, I'll put a list at the end of the show so you guys can check them out. I'll also put some links up. It's going to be very important to make sure you check out these bands because this is my style of music. Might not be yours, but you don't have to listen to it. Aren't I pleasant? So, you got anything more to say, Matt, before we leave and peace out? And then Monday, we will return with me talking for 2 hours incessantly. So, do you have anything to add to that?
The only thing I have to add is I have to repub Wednesday's show. We had a whole crap ton of technical difficulties when it was Dane Ladwig, Mark Potts, they were on to, and this is what pisses me off about that, is we didn't even get, and I was messaging them on Facebook during the show, I said, don't even start to get into the information that they were going to release of what they found about the new stuff with Holmes and the Ripper, and it's never before. Jeff Mudgett doesn't even know about this information yet. And they were supposed to talk about it on the show. But with all the glitches and people were dropping calls left and right, and I talked to Kevin, and Kevin had spoken with the CEO of Blog Talk, so hopefully this is something that will have worked itself out. But yes, we will have Mark Potts.
Kevin, yeah. Kevin, I am so impressed at you, Kevin, the CEO. The CEO.
Yeah.
Damn, Kevin's got a hookup. Impressive. I gotta talk to him.
He went all the way to the top.
Yeah, seriously. Way to go. I'm tired of glitches. That's fucking awesome.
So Wednesday we're going to do the re-show of Dame Lavig and Mark Potts, and we're going to hear some never-before-released information on America's first serial killer, Dr. H.H. Holmes, and Jack the Ripper.
Dude, seriously.
What did I give away?
He was apparently a serial killer. Now you just admitted it. You could have just said, possibly Jack the Ripper. But no, you said No.
H.H. Holmes was a serial killer, and he's a documented serial killer. His tie to him being Jack the Ripper is what is the information that's going to be coming out. So I didn't leak anything. I can't leak anything because I don't even know what it is yet.
True. Okay. So I would like to know this information when you find out as well.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. All right. So we're going to get this party started. Speaking of death and destruction and murders and slashings, and it sounds so lovely. It's like a beautiful garden of blood. Anyway.
Flashing.
I really have to watch what I say. The things that slip from my mind, I know that they're not appropriate. That doesn't seem to matter. Not one bit, so. Yeah, let's rock on. How about that?
That works for me.
Yeah, all right. Well, I will see you Monday, and enjoy your show Wednesday, and everybody catch him on Wednesday on Full Spectrum, like he said. And right now we're going to play some, like, blasting music, but you guys probably already know it, and I want you to, like, tear your hair out when you hear it. So enjoy Rammstein, Mein Herz Brennt. Shut up, Max.
Etwas mitgebracht, hab es aus meiner Brust gerissen. Mit diesem Herz hab ich die Macht, die Augenlider zu erbrennen. Ich singe, bis der Tag erwacht, ein heller Schein am
Mein Herz brennt!
out there. This is Brittany. I hope you're still with us, and we're just taking it easy, listening to some music. And up next, I have Fairyland by Angel Zoom. Enjoy. the Birthday Massacre. Blue, we've got another hour coming at you right now. Some Camelot. This is March of Mephisto.
Thank you.
That was Octavia Sperati, a little girl metal band from Norway. Hope you enjoyed them, because I sure did. And up next, we've got another Norwegian band, of which I'm sure you all know. Enjoy Dimmu Borgir. We've got 30 more minutes of live music here on Into the Darkness. Up next, Fixtrola.
Now I am wondering.
that was tonight's show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you next week. Sweet dreams.